I'll be frank with you.
Mallory's troops were assembled in the lower dock suiting room, the only place with an unobstructed view, jammed shoulder to shoulder as they were.
They're not happy with us. Maisian himself isn't happy with the way I've run this ship. Seems none of you is on the list. Seems none of us is involved with the market. Seems other crews are upset with you and me. And there are rumors flying about tampering with the list, about a deliberate tip-off due to some black market rivalry between Norway and other ships. Quiet! So I'm given orders from the top. You get liberties on that same schedule and on the same terms as other troops. You get a duty on their schedule too. I'm not going to comment, except to compliment you on doing an excellent job and to tell you two more things. I felt complimented on behalf of this whole ship that there was not a Norway name involved in that blue section mess. Second, I ask you to avoid argument with other units, whatever rumors are passed and however you're provoked. Apparently, there is some hard feeling for which I take personal responsibility. Questions?
There was deathly silence. No one moved.
I trust you'll pass the news to the incoming watch before I get the chance to do it in person. My apologies, my personal apologies for what is apparently construed by others as unfairness to the people under my command. Dismissed.
Still no one moved. She turned on her heel, walked away toward the lift for the main level and her own quarters.
Ventum!
She stopped dead, with her back to them.
Norway!
Signy!
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 She started walking again for the open lift, drew a deep breath of satisfaction for all the casual swing to her step. Ventum indeed, if even Conrad Maisian thought he could put his hand to Norway. She had started with the troops. Di Jans would have something to say to them, too. What threatened Norway's morale, threatened lives, threatened the reflexes they had built up over the years. And her pride, that too. Her face was still burning as she strode into the lift and pushed the button. The shouts echoing in the corridors were salve for her pride, which was, she admitted to herself, as vast as Maisian's. Follow orders indeed. But she had calculated the effect on the troops and on her crew, and no one gave her orders regarding what happened within Norway itself. Not even Maisian.